Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Ishan Akbar, and welcome back to another fascinating episode of 929, a podcast from Fiverr.com. You know the dance. Give us 9 minutes and 29 seconds of your time, and we'll give you an insightful and entertaining conversation with a brilliant business leader. This Monday morning, I'm speaking with the co-founder and CMO of the world's most popular beer club, Beer 52.
Currently, we're buying about between 1 and 2 million different beers from around the world every month.
Sounds like a dream job, right? Our guest today is not only a qualified mathematician and German speaker, but he's placed his love in data to deliver outstanding growth for his company.
It's given me a passion about applying maths to marketing.
Welcome to the show, James Taylor. So tell us, to those who might be unfamiliar with what Beer 52 does, can you give us a snapshot of what that is and how it all began?
It's a craft beer subscription. So much like your, you know, Netflixes and Amazon Primes and things like that, this is we deliver a case of 8 craft beers every month to our customers. We have a new theme every month. So one month we might be in Colorado. The next month we might be in South Africa, featuring all these different beers from these countries and bringing them to the UK for our customers.
So James, tell us, what is the lesson you wish to impart on our listeners today?
I'd like to tell people about learning how to learn from your mistakes, using data to do that. Everything we do in marketing and everything we do in the business, we have to look back and be able to say that it worked or it didn't work. Otherwise, you find yourself going down rabbit holes, wasting maybe quite a lot of time and money doing stuff that maybe you shouldn't be.
Now, you have done something, you know, I think we're kindred spirits in the sense that you went from mathematics to beer. I went from banking to comedy. And I can tell you, my parents weren't best pleased about that decision. How did it go down, you going from mathematics into beer or applying mathematics to beer? Is it something your family or friends were like, what's happened? Have you drunk too much beer? What's happened here, James?
I was studying pure mathematics. It was very theoretical.
Right.
I did build up a bit of a appreciation of taking the skills that I've learned in these slightly intense mathematical surroundings and applying them to business. And in the first step, I was working in a telecoms company, and that's where I got to learn how to deal with enormous amounts of data. I just got a bit of a addiction to getting results from these insights, you know, using them to power growth in the business. So I went on to join a huge subscription business in the UK called the People's Postcode Lottery. It's a lottery fund that in just a few years we managed to acquire over 2 million customers, 2 million members that were playing that every month. And it is quite addictive, you know. Yeah. this customer acquisition.
Yeah.
Just ever since then, from working with all these fantastic data-driven marketers, it's helped me become it's given me a passion about applying maths to marketing.
One thing I love about the People's Postcode Lottery is whenever I see the adverts, I'm always like, they go to the most idyllic places in England. It's never like deep, gritty London or a council estate in Reading, is it?
No, well, that's not the ones you see in the advert anyway. Yeah.
In terms of analysing data, do you need to be a data scientist? Because I know that you come from a mathematical background, so you probably have a proclivity to it.
That's a common misconception. It's actually quite easy to take quite simple data. You don't need to be a mathematician or a data scientist to work out if something's working well. The most simple way to look at it is just to take all of the money that you spend and then compare it to the number of customers that you acquire. And you can work something out called a CPA, which is the basic building block of any sort of e-commerce business, and how much it costs you to acquire a customer.
So in terms of Beer 52 then, like, it's, to me, I'm a simple person, James, right? To me, it seems like, how can you get beer that wrong? What does Beer 52 do, and how does data help you in your business?
Data is, it's hugely important because we're currently we're buying about between 1 and 2 million different beers from around the world.
Wow.
Every month.
Do you get to try every single one?
No, not all. No. Maybe 5 or 6, but we've actually got a beer buyer, and his job is just to try beer. So that's a pretty cool job.
That's a good life, yeah.
Yeah. Operationally, that's data is a huge part, because we're buying, you know, millions of beers from all over the world, but we need to do that with a bit of advanced planning. So we need to buy beer for sending to customers in 3 months. So we need to know exactly how many customers are we likely to have in 3 months? How many customers do we think will cancel their subscriptions before that point? How many people will upgrade the standard 8-pack to the 10-pack? Mm. All of that requires us to be very specific about the amount of beer that we buy. So data comes into that a lot.
Talk to me about the journey of gathering data and having a good database. I imagine there'll be some startup entrepreneurs who are thinking, I've just got a laptop and a phone and I'm trying to start my business. Now here you are, James, telling me I need to have a big Microsoft Access database to understand my customers.
There's programs that will track how many people are clicking on your website, what buttons they're clicking on the website, how long they're looking at a page for. And that can all be a bit overwhelming at the beginning. So as a bit of an example, we wanted to collect a lot of data about what our customers think about the beer that we're sending them. Mm. And we were collecting millions and millions of data points. We've already got 2 million ratings and reviews in the system. And what we realized is that the only rating that we've ever cared about that we've asked them is, would you buy it again?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes you can get bogged down collecting sort of needless information, and it's really good to just strip that back and think, why am I collecting this and what am I going to use the result for to help me going forward?
Here's what's interesting in terms of knowing what is useful and not useful data. That requires a bit of time and investment in terms of looking at the data. When someone is trying to just get their business off the ground, what kind of advice would you have for them to try and stop them getting bogged down in that stuff?
It sounds a bit cliche, but like, look at what you're trying to achieve. Mm. For example, if you're trying to get more people into your shop, you don't need to worry about fixing up the toilets because there's not people coming in the first place. We took that approach with our business, as we wanted to get more customers through the door. So that took precedence, you know. Mm. Customer acquisition was way before anything else. And once you have that steady stream of customers coming in, you can start to tweak all the other bits. We identified that as the main thing we were trying to achieve, and we put all of our energy into that. And generally we focus on the big wins first.
You have a mathematical background. In terms of the people that you're surrounded by at Beer52, are they all the same? Do they get it?
Absolutely. They're absolutely not.
No. So how have you made sure that this is something that's embedded in kind of the DNA of what Beer52 do?
It's developed over time. I think the more I've helped introduce people to the benefits of analysing all the data they have and just taking little steps to improve their processes and whatnot. Now I see every day people that have no mathematical training or no mathematical background at all are actually using a lot of data in their everyday decision-making, which maybe they don't realise.
So go on then, tell us, what is your favourite brew at the moment?
This month is obviously Oktoberfest. Mm. So we're featuring a lot of German beers. So my favorite has to be this. It's called the ABK Dunkel. It's a extremely old German brewery, and they're featured in the current Oktoberfest box. And it's it's like a dark lager, you could say.
I'm looking forward to trying that with my free subscription that I'm going to undoubtedly take after this call. So James, if someone's listening to this podcast now and they think, right, you've sold me on this idea, I'm going to go and get my data sorted out, but I don't quite know where to start. What's the first thing that you would advise someone to go and do right after this podcast is over?
I'd say look at everything you do and ask yourself, how am I going to tell if this has worked? If you're thinking of a new idea, just ask yourself, how am I going to know if this has worked? So that when you try this idea and you look back, you know that you're onto a winner, or you should scrap the idea and try something else.
That was the maths wizard James Taylor of Beer52 on the importance of placing your trust in the numbers. Now, just before I let you go, 929 is a Fiverr podcast. If you're a first-time listener, make sure you go back and indulge in our back catalogue of wonderful interviews. Remember to subscribe and rate the show on Apple Podcasts. I've been Ishan Akbar, and thanks for listening.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.